Hello, welcome back to Impact Show on Mucho African Radio Halifax. This is where we share the stories that impact our communities, and you are with your host, Toussaint. Today, I'm taking you to the Halifax Convention Center, where the Solar Nova Scotia is hosting the Atlantic Canada Solar Summit. And the summit is aimed to provide the network and share experiences. And it will also include some inspiring conference keynote, breakout session, and an exhibitor trade show to showcase a region growing solar industry. And Mucho Radio is here to learn how the solar energy can help African Nova Scotians, homeowners, or those who plan to soon become homeowners, save on their energy bill. And we're here with Johan Paris, who is an energy consultant for Renewly Solar, and is also one of the organizers and exhibitors of this summit. And he's going to be telling us about the solar energy at this time of the year and when the energy prices increases here in Nova Scotia. And here's what he's saying.
Yeah, my name is Johan Pierce. I'm the owner and operator of Renewly Solar. I think something that's unique about this summit here, it is a solar energy summit, but it brings together all of Atlantic Canada, where back in 2019, it was really only just Nova Scotia. So the summit is really all about solar energy, residential, commercial, utility scale, battery storage. When it comes to managing energy, I think that the first thing is really just trying to be a little bit more part of the community. I think that here in the solar industry, it's not as diverse as I'd like it to be. I'm one of the only people of color on the Solar Nova Scotia board, and I really hope to kind of see more people from different communities, especially African communities, to be a part of the solar industry. And I guess the first step is really just stepping into the industry, collaborating with the industry, people like myself. And yeah, just get your foot in and just learn. And when it comes to energy efficiency, be curious and understand that there's alternative energies that other than Nova Scotia Power and, you know, private utility companies, and that it is actually cheaper to produce your own clean energy rather than purchase from Nova Scotia Power.
I'm Pooja Goswami, and I'm the operations manager at Renewly Solar. I think that there's a lot of opportunity for solar, especially in Africa. And over the past couple of years, you can kind of see that growth. I can only speak to West Africa as that's where I'm from, but in recent years, you can see that there's a lot more opportunity. There's a lot more education going around for solar and for solar farms, for smaller communities, more rural communities. I do think that there's a lot of companies here that can benefit from like lending a hand to some African nations, some African communities. There are a lot of people who are going to be receptive of this. I think that there's a lot of companies that can definitely benefit from taking that extra step, going to West Africa or anywhere in Africa, really, and kind of communicating. Again, like you said, we can learn from each other. There's a lot we can learn from each other. And Africa is the perfect place for solar, as again, there is sun every single day throughout the year.
You know, I'd like to say one thing is Africa in general, they're doing big things when it comes to solar right now. So let's not acknowledge that. Africa is one of the leading countries right now when it comes to solar adoption. You know, there's a lot of African countries that are leading the way right now.
There, my name is Courtney, and I'm the office manager for Sunkiss Energy. Sunkiss Energy has been around for about 2 years now, and we are a local community in Truro, and we service the Colchester and Hants County. We are just moving to HRM now as of January, and Sunkiss is helping people kiss their power bill goodbye. So we're helping to eliminate everyone's power bill as much as possible. So our goal is to basically be off the grid completely. So even for the African communities, we would want to help encourage them as well that eliminating your power bill is best for them and for their carbon footprint in this world. You can find us online by typing in sunkissenergy.ca. We're on Facebook, we're on Google, and you can also find us at our three locations in New Glasgow, Truro, or Elmsdale.
My name is Michelle, and I am the Director of Marketing at Charge Solar. So we formerly were HESPV, which was a solar and storage distributor across Canada. We actually acquired one of our competitors called Sentinel Solar a couple of years ago, and at that time we decided to rebrand to Charge Solar. So we do sell to solar installers across Canada. We have a network of dealers, which are our solar installers, and we're here today at the ACSS Summit in Halifax, ready to kind of promote ourselves and support the industry. And we're really excited about kind of where this industry is going. We're seeing kind of the start of this really big wave. It's a sold out event and we couldn't be more thrilled to be here. Nova Scotia especially is probably one of the provinces that is kind of leading the charge in terms of transitioning over to solar energy. And so I would say really for anybody looking to make the switch, now is a really good time. There's a lot of great incentives out there. There's also grant programs such as the Greener Homes Grant that can kind of be added on top of kind of those additional incentives that you're seeing. You're also seeing the costs of solar panels significantly reducing, the efficiency going up. So it's never been more cost effective than now. And then on top of that, you are kind of able to manage your own, you know, energy, which is something that we're seeing more and more Canadians wanting to do.
Thank you very much for staying here with us. We have come to an end of this show. I'll see you again next time. Thank you very much for tuning in. Bye.